Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, this is Master Mark Sirianis. Welcome to today's episode of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. I am the editor of Taekwondo Life Magazine, and I am your host. And I'm coming today to bring you our episode. Today is a tribute episode, and it is a tribute to someone who I didn't know that well. But apparently, I didn't realize that I was in the presence of what I would consider to be a somewhat of a living legend. And he passed away this weekend. That is Master Vincent Lowe, international referee. And, well, I'll get into some more of the attributes of Master Lowe. And what I wanted to do today is read from really a lot of the tributes that have been pouring in. But first, let's take a word from our sponsor, BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and the NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today, that's betonline.ag, and use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online, where the gaming starts. Okay, now back to our discussion today about the passing of Vincent Lowe. So, as many of you know, I am an international WT referee, and in doing that for so many years, I had the opportunity to meet, years ago, when I was getting back into it, Vincent Lowe. And Vincent Lowe was already at that time, I believe, an international referee, someone who was really ahead of the game when it came to Pumse and things related to Pumse refereeing. And he was extremely, extremely personable gentleman. He was funny. He ran a ring in a way that I aspire to run it, in the sense that he was very patient and tolerant of up-and-coming referees who were learning. And I saw that he was respected by many of the other referees and referee chairs and people around, but I really didn't know that much about his pedigree. I came to know him a little bit more because he became the founder of True Taekwondo, the referee group and advocacy group that sort of is, you know, an unofficial union for Taekwondo referees. And he was the founder and president, or co-founder and president, of that organization. And I saw just this past couple of days a notification through our Facebook groups that Vincent had been sick, and was very sick, and was in hospice. And then before I went to the Pennsylvania States, I saw a notification that he had passed, and some heartfelt tributes. There have been some wonderful photos posted, and I've really gotten to learn a lot more, and I wanted to read you from some of these, which is not the most original way to do an episode, but I think all of these folks can say it better than I can. And, you know, I'm very involved again in the NCTA and the ECTC, and they posted that they'd like to express their sorrow over the passing of former Secretary General of the NCAA and longtime referee. I didn't know Master Lowe was a secretary general of the NCAA, but I did know that he was involved. He's a longtime supporter of collegiate taekwondo through many of the championships, and they talked about how he would be lost. Dan Chuang, president of the NCAA and national Pumse coach, farewell, Vincent Lowe. You were too young to leave us. You always acted according to your principles and what you believed was right. I'm grateful to have known you, and you leave behind many who saw you as a friend, a beloved colleague, and supporter of the collegiate taekwondo community. Thank you for being all that you are. You know, that's a great impact, right? The impact, one of the reasons why I'm involved in collegiate taekwondo is impact. You have such a great opportunity to make impact. Looking back, I went back to August of 2022, looking for some of the posts that people had posted. I'm sorry, it was November of 2015. Angela Hamill de Oliveira, who is one of our vice chairs, had posted at that time, "I want to congratulate Vincent Lowe, my ring partner, for getting best referee at the Pan Am Championships here in Oregon." Pretty amazing. Nuris Criola, who's one of our international referees, posted a beautiful picture and her tribute and her loss of Vincent. USAT posted, "We are deeply saddened to hear of the passing of Vincent Lowe. Master Lowe was respected taekwondo master, international referee in the taekwondo community, and loved by all. The taekwondo community will greatly miss him." Jennifer Howard and Suk Jung Kim posted, "Rest in paradise, our sweet friend and kind colleague, Vincent Lowe." Someone else posted, "While I did not know Mr. Lowe personally, his passion for taekwondo was clear, and his presence at tournaments. I am so glad to have caught so many of the memories and have seen so many of the things that people say." International referee Carolyn Ramon Nunez, "So very sad to hear about the loss of our friend Vincent Lowe. He was to me so many things, and he will be missed. Sending prayers to his family." USAT's Washington State organization posted, "So sad to hear about the loss of Vincent Lowe. His passing is a great loss. He was a referee, mentor, friend, and well-known supporter of the taekwondo community." PacWest Taekwondo said, "It is great sorrow that we share the loss of the passing of Vincent Lowe. He was an instrumental founding member of the conference and served as secretary general and commissioner for years. A longtime member of the Stanford Taekwondo community, he supported the students, coaching staff, and competitive team for over 25 years as an active referee and members of the various organizations, including CUTA, Master, the California Taekwondo Association. Master Lowe was a dear friend to many, and he was a vibrant personality, and he will be deeply missed." Gunny Kang, the owner of Vision Martial Arts Supplies, talked about their loss and their sorrow for the loss of Vincent Lowe. Young Choi from CUTA, he was a respected international referee who served as one of the CUTA co-chairs. He played an important role in helping develop the new generation of referees. He will be greatly missed by CUTA. Team M Taekwondo, "Rest in peace, Vincent Lowe. Thank you for your passion. You helped start the Stanford Pumse camp that brought together thousands of athletes worldwide. Master De Jesus, saddened to learn that USAT has lost one of the good ones today, a longtime referee and promoter of U.S. Taekwondo, Vincent Lowe." I could just go on and on and on. And Freddie McDonald, my dear friend, wrote, "I heard the passing of Vincent Lowe. He's one of the first guys I got to know in my early days as a referee. Great mentor and friend." And this is really the legacy. True Taekwondo referees. It's with great sadness that we note the passing of our friend and true president, Vincent Lowe. This is just really unbelievable. It does two things. You know, of course, it saddens us. It tells us a lot of things. But it also goes to tell you that maybe sometimes I'm not sure that in knowing Vincent and in meeting him, that he truly understood the impact and the legacy that he had in the Taekwondo community. I'm not sure that if you asked him, if he would have understood how deeply he affected so many people. And like I said, I didn't fully understand it at the time. I knew that he was very respected and I knew how he behaved towards me, but I really didn't realize the extent to which he had infiltrated and really become a fabric of the U.S. Taekwondo community. I'm sad for him. I'm sad for his family. We'll post any information that we have about services. This is all very fresh. It happened over the last 24 to 48 hours. We'll post any information that we have on him. We'd love to hear your stories and see your photos and see the things that you shared. There was one in particular that was really, really moving to me. My friend, international referee Josh Kalish, had posted a terrific photo yesterday. And these are just the kind of things that go, "You left us too soon, Vincent Lowe, but you are magnificent in every way. Rest in peace, my friend. Your kindness made us a shining example." Kindness. Kindness. You can never have too much kindness. So, Master Lowe, to his family, we offer our condolences from the entire Taekwondo community and Taekwondo Life magazine. This episode, this very sad episode, but this testament to his greatness, has been brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online, where the gaming starts.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.